Welcome back to our Tiger Coach Show with Coach Jack Banger at the Tigers tonight. Great news, Coach. At home to open the season. Tigers always like playing at home. Expect a huge crowd. And Palmyra coming to town. You got them last year in the opener, gained momentum there. I hear they're a better team this year. What do you think?
Yeah, they will be. I mean, they had, you know, I watched their track team. They were fast last year, but they have speed at that school, and it just depends how many of them play football. But I know that their safety is back, and I think he qualified in the 200 maybe for state track. He was, I thought, their best player last year. We had a hard time getting anything over 10, 15 yards unless they blew a coverage or something because they were so much – their team speed was so good. They definitely will be better. Their coach is in their second year. Having been there not that long ago, it's hard to come in and kind of change a culture and get your program in place. So I expect they'll be a much better football team this year. They run basically like a 3-4 defense where they'll walk up the outside linebackers. That's what they ran last year. You know, first game's always kind of okay. Whether they change in, you don't really know because we don't have any film on them from this year. But at least we have film from what they wanted to do last year and then, of course, our film when we played them. So that's what we're prepping off of. But, again, having a bunch of seniors, I feel pretty good about our ability to adjust to anything they might do during the game.
Counting on being pretty solid up front. You've got a bunch of kids up there with a lot of experience. Obviously, with 27 kids out, you're going to be thin if you have injuries. That's no doubt about that. A lot of teams in that same boat. But let's talk a little bit about quarterback. I think, if I remember right, unless you've done some changing, you got a couple of young men that can play quarterback, and that's a real advantage to a high school football team. If something happens to one or you want to move one a little bit, get something different, I think you've got that ability this year.
Oh, yeah. I would put Blakely up against any quarterback, our starting quarterback, Blakely Sells. He's 30 yards away from being Fall City's all-time passer, passing leader, just kind of quietly has done that. He's a good runner. He's the leader of the football team, man. He's the guy that sets the tone. He and Brock Niefeldt, you know, were captains last year. And those two guys, you know, they're hard workers, do everything. And then you got Jacoby sitting behind him, who probably would be starting for most teams. But, you know, he's got Blakely ahead of him, but Jacoby's playing tight end for us. And he'll do a really nice job, too, if we need him. But, you know, and then we got some, you know, I'm excited at the middle school level. I think we got a couple guys who are going to be really good quarterbacks moving forward. You know, that's the – in our offense, the way we do it, we try to be multiple. And you want to have guys that can throw the ball, can run the ball, do some things. So I think the future at that position for our school – is pretty solid. Obviously, guys have to continue to work in the weight room and progress. But the two guys we got right now are top notch, and we have complete confidence in both of them out there on the field. So, yeah, it's definitely a position of strength for us moving forward.
All right, Coach, we've ran out of time for the coaches show, so we'll talk to you more in a pregame show tonight.
All righty, I'll see you then.
That's our Tiger Coaches Show for this week. Join us for Tiger football coming up this Friday night as they will take on Palmyra on KTNC, kickoff 7 o'clock and pregame at 6:30.